1730, Louis XV summoned an orchestra made up of courtiers and nobles to perform a piece that he'd grown particularly fond of, Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. First performed in France in 1728, the Four Seasons had become a favourite of the king, and it was often performed, particularly the first concerto, Spring. At a time when there was a growing fascination for the return to nature in the arts, what could be more fitting than this vivid evocation of the countryside? In 1733, the French publishing company Le Sen began printing Vivaldi's Opus 8, the collection that contains the Four Seasons, making it more widely available outside of the court. Soon, other musicians sought to capitalize upon its popularity. The most underhand of these was the composer Nicolas Chédeville, who published an arrangement of the Four Seasons adapted for musettes and hurdy-gurdies, as well as publishing a forged Opus 13, claiming that it was also by Vivaldi. In 1775, Jean-Jacques Rousseau felt moved to compose a set of variations on Spring for unaccompanied flute. It was quite acceptable in the Baroque to write new works based on existing compositions. Michel Corrette often did this, and in 1765 he used Spring for his motet, Laudate Dominum de Celis. Drawing on Vivaldi's musical celebration of the natural world, Corrette created a work full of heavenly praise, using Psalm 148, which is full of imagery from nature, such as mountains, valleys, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds. To the original Vivaldi, Corrette added his own interweaving melodies and included woodwinds and horns in the ensemble. Here's part of the last movement, the Pastorale, from Corrette's Laudate Dominum de Celis. Martin Gieser conducts Le Parlement de Musique with the choir Le Maîtres de Bretagne, with Judith Gautier and Jean-Louis Jougel as the soloists.
Thank you.
That was part of the pastoral from Corret's Laudate Dominum de Cellis, based on Vivaldi's Spring. It was performed by Le Parlement de Musique and the choir Les Maîtres de Bretagne, conducted by Martin Giester. FMR.